people would bring a few chickens to the store and go back with a box of snuff. There were always chairs and seats on the front porch. Sure, it was a mingling place. A lot of news and gossip.
When I was a child, it wasn't sitting room on the porch. They didn't come out of them hollers, but the dozens in this hall. Now you can go down 40 times and not see two dozen people. But they would discuss the war and the depression and everything else. And anything they could talk about. They just more or less wanted companionship, I think, to get their mind off of their troubles. Most people had large families then. Like this Harper man, he had 22 sons. He said to the storekeeper, I need 22 hats from my boys. And this old storekeeper thought he was joking. And he said, if you can bring 22 boys in here, I'll give them hats. So he goes out and he marches them in from little kids right on up to big men, and the old storekeeper fainted. He couldn't handle that those days. And the very same man now started west. They couldn't make it here, and they're going out west somewhere. I don't know. But they went to Harmer to catch a train with all these children. And here came the old train a-puffing and the smoke a-flying, and them kids got scared, and they hit for the laurel thickets and anywhere they could hide. And they didn't even get to go that day. Tucked the old man and woman all day around that crew.